Bezai Hashem continue with Pella Yoitz, Shir number 130, discussing Brochus, Zehirus, Mimaisim Shigrimu, Shikalu, Yisoyachirim. The Pella Yoitz tells us the same way a bracha that someone gives you is so powerful, don't do things that people would want to curse you, Chas V'Shalom. Don't do things in a negative way that people might want to curse you. A person should try on a regular basis. Shivarchu, that people should give you brachas. V'yivrach ma'id, and run with all your might. Miliskoitet im shum adam. How does a person, what's a situation where a person avoids a klala? If you avoid a conflict, you avoid a fight, then you'll avoid being cursed. V'yivrach ma'oid milhiskoitet im shum adam, v'lo yoyiz goyrim klala la'atzmai. Don't bring a klala to yourself. Shari omer rabbi seymuzal, g'mon brachas dav zayin, alti yibirchas hedyad kalabi inecho. Don't have a lack of appreciation to the brach of a hedyad, of a regular person. It shouldn't be that something lightheaded. He's not a gadol hador. He's not a tzaddik. He's just a regular person. No, alti yibirchas hedyad kalabi inecho. And the Gemara says also that you shouldn't view the klala, the curse of a hedyot. So therefore, like it's nothing. Therefore, don't do things to arouse that klala from other people. And what does it mean, don't do things? Don't fight with people. Because when you fight with people, what's going to come out of their mouth? They're going to curse, chas v'shalom, the person they're fighting. Ma'isi shomi goyim sheberuchu akilu l'gedoyli hador. The Gemara brings over there Ma'isim, stories of Goyim. Even Goyim, Sheberchu, they blessed, Akilulu, they cursed, Gedolei Hador, great people, Niskaima Behem. And it came to fruition. Because everything goes according to the ace, the time, and that moment. And we all know, Bilam HaRosh, what was the whole idea? You say, a guy to curse, why is that going to make a difference? Oh, we all know there's a whole parasha about this. Bilam was hired, and it's not just Bilam. That's what we're saying over here. There's a power in the bracha, and there's a power in the klala. Yesh asrotzen, yesh rega ba'apoy. There is a time of rotzen, and there's also a rega, yesh rega ba'apoy, time of wrath. Lachen yakol adam chavetz bebracha. Therefore, every single person should always desire to get brachas, v'prat, lebirchas, talmidei chachamim, and tzadikim yisavid lach. And even more so, try to get brachas from talmidei chachamim and tzadikim. V'yei mechaz achareah. Go after it. Go after it. It's something to value. When I was in Eretz Yisrael last, I'm telling you, I was pinching myself. I couldn't believe I was standing in front of Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. Rav Gamliel HaKoyin Rabinovich, a Talmud Chacham, a Koyin, a Tzaddik. And he's so, I'll say, down to earth in relating with you. The Tzaddik is a Makubal, a Talmud Chacham. He has so many Svarim. I'm telling you, I have his Svarim. They're so thick. You know, we have his Sefer right here. I feel him in front of me, right here. I thanked him for the Sefer. He jumped up and he went to give it to me. So I didn't think my Hebrew was that bad. I said, no, I said, I said in English, I said, I just want to thank the Rav for the Sefer, I'm using it. But he wasn't satisfied, so he takes the English version, he says, can I give this to you? He just wanted to give. And then he takes other Sefer, he says, how about this? I was blown away. I just wanted to say thank you. What's his response to someone saying thank you? What can I give you? Then I said, can I pay the Rav for it? No, just take it. I couldn't believe I was in his presence. So what did I do? I took a picture. And the picture is in my study. And I remind myself, I was actually there. Go after the opportunities to get brachas from tzaddikim. From Tamidei Chacham. Yeh mechaz achra shebirchosen kroi v'liskayim. Because their brachas are close to coming to fruition. Al kaponim. Yisa brocha meisa Hashem al yois machshiv atoyer v'tzidkas Hashem. First of all, Yisa brocha, it's a lashon of a pasuk in Tehillim, which we learned. Yisa brocha meisa Hashem al yois machshiv atoyer v'tzidkas Hashem. You know how you get a brocha? If you machshiv the Torah. You value the Torah. You value Hashem's hanhagas ha'ilam. We don't understand Hashem runs the world, but you know Hashem is in charge. And that's included. When a person is a machshiv the Torah, that's included in be mechaber ha'Torah and its learners. Not only this, Pel Yoitz now turns his attention to the giver of the bracha, to the Talmid Chacham. We're saying, go to Talmid Chachamim and go give brachas. That's number one. Now we're saying that the Talmid Chacham should be comfortable to give brachas. I remember many years ago, when I was 19 years old, I was in Eretz Yisrael learning, and my last week, I went to different gedolim. I went to Rav Shaim Gazatzal, Adam L'chaim L'chaim, went to Rav Nevinsel. And I asked him, that's what I did. I did exactly that. I was leaving to America. I said, let me go get brachas from this gedolim. I remember I went to these great tzaddikim. And he got the brachas. He concludes this piece and he says, Ki ma'i chbas lei ligron toivashia chaver nene. He says, he's talking now to the Talmid Chacham, to the Tzaddik, the one who's giving the bracha. He says, what do you have to lose? You're not losing anything. You're giving a bracha. It's a mitzvah. And you have the capability of bringing chesed to someone else. It might come to fruition. So we see over here, we're discussing, number one, don't do things that will cause a klala, a curse upon you. What is the example? Don't get into fights with people. You get into arguments with people, how they're going to respond? Oh, you're such a... this. Try to avoid that, number one. Number two, run after brachas. By anybody, especially from Talmid Chachamim, from Tzaddikim, and the Talmid Chachamim and the Tzaddikim, they should be happy to give the brachas as well. We should all be gebenched. Mm-hmm.